anyone who doesn't know about how these new operas have kind of come about, can you just remind us where this all came from?
They've grown out of the 515 project, which is the 515 Operas Made in Scotland, which presented three series of five 15-minute operas, each 15-minute opera being written and composed by composers and writers who were resident in Scotland or born in Scotland. And we had contributions for writers like Bernard McLaverty, Alexander McCall-Smith, Ian Rankin, Louise Welsh, and a lot of the major composers who are working in Scotland, as well as some that we sort of discovered along the way. The plan was always to try and see, A, if there was a market, and B, if there was the people writing these pieces, and having discovered that the answer to both those questions was yes. This is a development of this. So instead of five little operas, we've got four slightly bigger operas. We've gone from 515 to 450, if you like.
So you've worked on all of the 515s previously.
Yes.
So what was it like working with people who perhaps hadn't had an encounter with opera before, hadn't written or composed for opera before?
It was very interesting. And what was interesting for us was that the different approaches. Some people were a little bit bemused by the whole process. Other people liked to be very involved. It was probably more for the librettists, for the writers, that there was more of a sense of wonder, because for a lot of them it was something completely new. Mm-hmm. And that was quite nice.
You're conducting Lady from the Sea and Clemency. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about the sound of both of them? Can you describe kind of what we might be hearing?
James McMillan's piece is as I said, is just for strings, but there's a huge variety of textures and techniques and things that he used. I mean, he's one of the most eminent composers we have in Scotland, and you know, he's given the works, and it's a very clever piece of writing. And you know, the more I work on it, the more I think I can't wait to do this. Craig comes very much from a film background, and that's his forte. And so the music is very atmospheric. He also has an electronic element in his score. A lot of the music is quite reflective. There are several interludes, a bit like sea interludes in Grimes, that he called fjord interludes, that are the representation of the fjord against which a lot of the action takes place, but also there's a sort of metaphysical fjord, if that's not too high flown to something to say. You know, it's the emotions and the journeys that the character's making. So, you know, that he's very good at that sort of depiction in music. So we'll they're very, very different pieces, but that's part of the joy.
I know you're not conducting in the Lottery Mungo's Patrol, but have you had a little sneaky peek at those scores?
Looked at the scores, yeah. I mean, I was interested because of conducting Remembrance Day. I wanted to see what Stuart would do on a slightly larger canvas. And, I mean, he's also a very talented composer and I like his music. The other piece in the locked room, Hugh Watkins, his music is very clever and very approachable. And all four pieces are very, very different.
For people who've never been to new opera, why should they come and see these new shows?
They should come because opera is a unique experience. You can't beat it.